St. Vincent and the Grenadines has reached a major cultural and intellectual milestone with the launch of its first history book written entirely by Vincentian historians. Speaking at yesterday's official handing over ceremony of Volume 1, Native Genocide and African Enslavement in Esfiji to 1838, held at the UWE Global Campus, Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves hailed the publication as remarkable and historic, describing the public turnout as a sign of the nation's growing maturity and pride in its identity.
The people of St. Vincent and the Grenadines have turned out to celebrate an understanding of their history, who we are, how have we come about, and where are we going. This signals a manifestation of the growing maturation of our society amidst the Tower of Babel, that tower which is stuffed with negativity and nothing which is particularly uplifting. As the spiritual Baptists would say, we who are gathered here rebuke those who traffic in learned helplessness and who believe nothing good has come out of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. This is remarkable and it is historic in its own right, in its own terms.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves said the nation must continue to tell its own story through its own eyes. Addressing the launch of SVG's first locally authored history volume, the Prime Minister underscored the importance of owning and articulating the Vincentian experience, noting that despite its size, the country is building an empire of the mind through its institutions and intellectual power.
One set of persons may see it and explain it one way, but we are engaged here today in explaining what has happened through the prism of our own eyes. Look around us in the geographical area where we are located. There's this building. There's a library. There's an archives and documentation center. There are three secondary schools, the grammar school, the high school, and Thomas Saunders. Of course, we are in the process of reconstructing both Thomas Saunders and the girls' high school. They are located elsewhere temporarily. This small country, in this very narrow geographical space, has right here a powerhouse of institutional knowledge and intellect where we are interrogating and developing the empire of the mind.
Delivering the introduction to the historic volume, Dr. Cleve Scott echoed the power of history in nation building. He praised the government's support for the project, stating it comes as no surprise given the importance of preserving and documenting the Vincentian story.
You want to ennoble a nation. If you want to ennoble a nation, show it its history. That's the first thing you want to see. And we move on to explain that it is unfortunate that after so many years, we did not have a national history. And we went through the various speeches and writings by the Prime Minister to show that even before becoming Prime Minister, he understood the importance of history. And it was no surprise to us that his government invested in this undertaking.
Contributing author Dr. Gary Denny reflected on the unique historical resistance of the Garifuna people, emphasizing that their defiance, including the events at Baliso, delayed the establishment of a full slave society in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. He said this legacy of struggle demands reverence and respect, underscoring the moral and historical weight the new volume carries.
Biological advantage that African genes conferred onto indigenous peoples to produce the Kalinago, to produce the Garifuna, and enable them to wage that fight. It ended, of course, with the genocide at Baliso. And so, but that fight prevented St. Vincent from becoming a slave society as early as our Caribbean neighbors. So we have to have reverence for that struggle. So that's what I mean when I say, first, astonishment, but second is reverence. We have to remember those who fought and the consequences of that fight for us today.
Historian and author Dr. Gary Denny. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.